that space with something new. Okay. And this would be a great time. Those spaces have opened up to maybe put in some green bean seeds or some cucumbers or something that you're looking forward to, and covering that up, like we talked about, with some plastic this week,
mm-hmm.
to get that soil warm so those seeds can pop out of the ground and get going.
Right. So it sounds like it's still not late to do. Too late
it's
to do beans.
It's not too late for some of these crops. No, it's not. It's getting, we're getting to the middle of June here, and it's time for this garden to be planted.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talked about, it's cool out there. The temperatures just don't seem to be warming up like we had hoped, maybe. And
mm-hmm.
so, some of these little things we can do just to boost it enough to get the garden going.
Okay.
It's a big help.
Okay, so it sounds like your spinach is a little ahead of mine, actually. I was a little embarrassing. Oh, mine's not even near bolting. It's just like, 5-6 inches tall, and that's it.
Great. You're doing good. I hope that you're enjoying a little bit of it.
So, yeah, there's some benefits for being a little bit tardy on planting. But one of the things I just love to do is go out in the garden very early and just sort of spend some time, kind of putter around a little bit, but just be with it.
Just be with it. Puttering,
yeah.
It's great. It's amazing when you have time to do that. And in the morning, if you've got any time at all, it's great to take your cup of coffee or tea out there.
Mm-hmm.
And just like you said, putter around and see what's happening. I took some time the other day, and I was on my hands and knees looking at my strawberry bed. I've got some beautiful strawberries that are loaded with big white flowers and lots of green fruit starting to come on. And I just sat there for a few minutes and was totally amazed. It was like I was at a little tiny airport somewhere. There were flights coming in and flights going out of all of these teeny weeny pollinators, little winged creatures that in my daily life I would whiz by and never seen. And there on my hands and knees, I just took a few moments to watch that, to witness that, and to once again remember that I am just a part of this whole entire biological web that exists out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the garden is so wonderful.